Next item on the agenda, item 11, public hearing, establish separate commercial management measures for golden tilefish, blue line tilefish, sand tilefish pertaining to tilefish and grouper. Mr. Grist, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks. Harry Dorte's letter.
Okay. That was good.
Their public comment handed is from Mr. Harry Dorte, commercial fisherman. I will get into briefing you on his comments here in just a moment. I'd like to be able to say this was going to be a housekeeping item, but it may take an extra minute or two.
For you, anything, Joe?
Thanks, sir. Commission members will remember from the November-December meeting that we brought up tilefish and grouper regulation 1120. A few years back, this commission acted in what many would say would be a conservation-minded proactive measure to limit a fishery that was virtually going unregulated offshore of Virginia. We had a lot of deck loading of fish coming on board, a lot of other issues going on with this fishery, and we had seen in the South Atlantic fishery where it was regulated that they, Tom, they figured out how to do it, they had already lost the fishery pretty much. So we were trying to prevent that in Virginia because we had basically a world record renowned trophy fishery for tilefish and grouper here off Virginia. So at that time, put in place by the commission regulations for commercial, combining the three tilefish, sand, blue line, and golden, at a 300-pound trip limit combined. And we also had recreational harvest limits placed, in effect, too, for tilefish, where you only can bring in seven combined recreationally in their trip. The Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council last year, along with National Marine Fisheries Service, updated their golden tilefish fishery management plan. So we do have a golden tilefish management plan for the waters off of Virginia. And they have both an IFQ, an individual fishing quota system, and most of those quota holders are not here in Virginia. In fact, I'm not sure any of them are actually Virginians. They're all mostly in the northern states. And then also an incidental fishery. And they have set an incidental fishery total allowable catch, total allowable landings, I should say, of 99,750 pounds for this year. An incidental trip, basically a bycatch trip, you may call it, is going to be, that trip limit will be 500 pounds for the trip, or 455 pounds gutted. When this was brought to our attention by members of industry, it was asked that can we amend our regulation to allow those commercial fishermen who may be part of this golden tilefish fishery in an incidental manner to take and be able to bring in the 500 pounds if they get the opportunity instead of the 300-pound cap they are basically at in the combined fashion. And we brought it up last month for the commission's consideration on those measures. And it seemed to have merit. We're trying to work with the industry. It's tough times out there, and we all know it. So in the evaluation you received, you had an initial staff recommendation that basically separated out the three species of tilefish now. We provided a golden tilefish limit of 500 pounds on a vessel trip limit, with the inclusion that once NOAA Fisheries closes that incidental fishery, we close. No more golden tilefish coming in commercially. And then also, since we've separated the tilefish, instead of having the 300 pounds for just two species, we dropped it back 200 pounds for the blue line tilefish, sand tilefish, which is primarily going to be a blue line tilefish catch. We did that on the original recommendation of this commission a few years back, which was to be very conservation-minded with this fishery. We didn't want to ask for a directed fishery to go on with blue lines. We wanted it to be basically a bycatch incidental fishery. So, and it's a kind of a balance there. Where do you break the line to make this a profitable fishery and not? So we did that on that basis. However, and in the evaluation, I'll just quickly go past this because this is probably not going to be as relevant at this moment. We did bring up, we had to make a few other changes in the regulation. This is in your evaluation packet. We had to make some alterations to the language, the recreational fishery section also, because by breaking up the tilefish, we also had to break it up within the recreational also. But we have now, since last night, received some additional comments that go to this argument. FMAC last night, we presented this back in front of FMAC last night. what the recommendation for staff would be. FMAC members came back and basically said, fine, increase golden tallfish to 500, but also, instead of bringing the other combined blue line tile and sand tallfish down, leave it at 300 pounds. That would give them the opportunity to possibly direct on blue lines as well as go further offshore for the golden tallfish, thus introducing possibility of a directed fishery. They wanted to promote this ability for the fishery, and this passed 8 in favor with 1 abstention last night. On the opposite tack is a letter which we have in front of you from Mr. Harry Dorenty. Mr. Dorenty is a commercial fisherman. He does fish offshore. He is very familiar with tilefish and grouper species. He has targeted them many years. And he has made the argument before you on the letter that due to slow growth and maturation rates of these species, and that they're not sexually mature until at least age 6, about 20 inches, and that they do not migrate but live in colonies at depths of 350 to 800 feet, thus you're not dealing with fish that's moving around. It's a fish that you can actually target, especially now with modern technology, and fish a subpopulation out of a location that's not going to repopulate itself anytime soon. And this is actually a proven fact in the South Atlantic fishery. He is recommending we make no changes, that we maintain status quo in this fishery. So before the commission now, we've kind of got a little bit of a conflict in recommendations going on. We have a status quo recommendation from Mr. Dorenty. Leave it as it is. That way it's protected under the conservation mind of the commission from a few years ago. We have the original staff recommendation that was presented to you in the evaluation. Go ahead and match the separate out golden tallfish, give it the 500-pound trip limit for the vessel, drop the blue line sand tallfish in combination down to 200 pounds. FMAC's now recommendation to do the same but bring the blue line sand tile up. And a little bit of a hybrid, taking into effect what FMAC's comments were about possibly having directed, and also Mr. Dorenty's recommendation about status quo, a little in between. Make it and go back to the original language we had in the regulation where the tallfish are still combined, one common hold, all three together. Make it a 500-pound across the board, whereas right now it's under a 300-pound across the board. Except within that, put two additional provisions. One, still allow for the federal closure on golden tallfish specifically, and also allow within that 500 pounds, no more of that can be 200 pounds of blue line. We have this a similar precedent for this in some other fisheries, such as with flounder and the bycatch provision, that if you have flounder in container with Atlantic croaker, you can have no more than 1,500 pounds of flounder. So this kind of meets a recommendation that fits between the FMAC recommendation and between the status quo recommendation of Mr. Dorenty. These are recommendations we have before you, and I'm open for questions. It is a public hearing. I'm not sure if we have anyone here for public comment.
Questions of Mr. Grist by members of the commission?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Am I reading this that now in option one you can catch 300 pounds of fish
combined,
and under option two, for example, you could catch 700 pounds of fish?
Yes. Okay. You could target 500 pounds of goldens and then an additional 200 pounds of the other tilefish.
Right, that's the way I read it. Okay.
The staff recommendation is about 100 pounds, is 100 pounds less than the FMAC recommendation.
Right.
And then the hybrid is actually drops it down to 500 instead.
But either option two or three is considerably more than option one.
Yes, very much so.
Further questions?
I have one question.
Mr. Tankard?
You know, your recommendation there, the FMAC recommendation being 500 and 300, I'm sort of surprised that they're as liberal with the recommendation. What's behind that? I mean, Harry has been fishing this fish for quite some time and seems to have a pretty good perspective on it, and they're radically, significantly different.
Yes, it was. I think what we're dealing with is the time of year, number one, it's the time of year they could go out and target. Having the opportunity to maximize a catch and in effect, with that limit, possibly turn this more toward a directed fishery than a bycatch fishery. And that's where the crux of the argument is going to be. Do we want to run this more toward now a directed fishery, or do we want to still maintain it more as a bycatch fishery under the original intent? And that's totally up for the commission's discussion.
Further questions?
Follow-up question.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tanker.
And you say that's the crux of the matter, directed versus bycatch. I mean, what do you see as the big issue between the two?
Mr. Dougherty hit it. It's the same arguments that were made 3 to 4 years ago in front of this commission by staff, by members of VIMS and other institutions. We do have overall in this fishery a group of fish that is slow to mature, long-lived, and they colonize. They do not migrate.
Right.
So when you hit a pocket, you may have a great day or a great week, but at some point it's gone, and you move to the next pocket. With current technology, yes, you can, okay, I don't need to go here anymore. Now I go search, I found my next pocket, and you can fish that out. The South Atlantic fishery has proven this to be a fact in a tile fishing grouper fishery, both of them, that you can fish out a population and not see it return for 20 or more years,
right,
if ever. This is what they're fighting now with such, you know, some would say extremely restrictive measures in the South Atlantic that we hope never to see in Virginia. In fact, we've actually, some of these measures we put in place, quite honestly, we did also in coordination with them, because at one point they were looking at extending their management unit, as you'll remember, northward, taking over Virginia's area offshore.
Right.
And if that had happened, these would be awfully liberal versus anything that we'd been under on the South Atlantic Council. But currently that hasn't happened. And I would hope to be correct in saying that some of the proactive measures of this commission actually staved off some of those measures from the South Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard in the public on this matter? The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
I don't know many people that fish for this at all. And Harry Duarte has been here in front of us numerous times on this issue. He seems to know what he's talking about. He's the one that said originally that these things were colonies and that you could fish them out to nothing. I kind of feel like we ought to be conservative here given the experience of the southern states. And that the option one to me sounds, I'm surprised to hear myself saying it, seems like a best course of action.
Is that a motion?
I don't know if there's any, I'll make it a motion if anybody wants to talk about it a little bit more. But
is there a second to the motion? Is there a second to the motion?
Well, I guess my question is...
is there a second to the motion? Is my question. Go ahead.
Since I don't hear one, option four still doesn't really promote a directed fishery, but it gives a little bit more flexibility in what you might get as an incidental or bycatch.
It allows them, if they want to meet the Mid-Atlantic's change of their fishery management plan at 500-pound trip in incidental fishery, it allows them to do that. If they want to max them out and get 500 pounds of golden, just don't have any other tile fish on board with you when you bring it in. That's what that does. So that does at least meet what the change is from Mid-Atlantic. And which has been part of the argument for when this originally came up from industry, they would have the ability,
right,
if it's going to 500, they bring in that 500 pounds. So it meets that request, and it also meets some of the concerns about being conservative.
For the record, so we get this straight, the first motion,
right,
in a very friendly manner, fails, yes, for lack of a second.
Right.
Mr. Fox.
I guess I'm concerned. Our current status is we had a 300-pound limit. And then the option two, we'd be at 700 pounds of fish, and then option three, we'd be at 800 pounds of fish. Perhaps there's some justification for increasing from 300, but to go to 700 or 800 seems to me to be a little extreme, and therefore option four is a middle ground. And you do have the limit in there for the blue line tile fish of 200 pounds, so you've got that protected. So I guess I favor the option four.
Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll move option four.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Grist.
Thanks, sir.